You're listening to the Stock Day Podcast. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and YouTube for breaking news and actionable market intelligence on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Today's episode is sponsored by Knightscope. The rise of the robots is happening, and it's happening now. Knightscope is deploying AI robots to help make the U.S. the safest country in the world. Join us and be a force for good. Visit Knightscope.com/rise. Long Knightscope, short the criminals.
On today's show, we're speaking with PsychCorp CEO David Flores. PsychCorp trades on the OTC market under the trading symbol PSYC. Since 2020, Psych Corporation has been blazing a trail as the first publicly traded media company bold and brave enough to cover the rapidly expanding industry and community of medicinal psychedelics. So with our time today, I'd like to cover some of the latest developments happening with Psych Corp, as well as a little about the news that came out last week from MAPS, which, for those of our listeners who don't know, MAPS is the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies. What that news means to the psychedelic sector, and more specifically, what it means to PsychCorp's positioning within the psychedelic sector and publicly traded markets. David, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast.
Yeah, thank you, Matthew. Great to be here.
Great to connect again. Lots going on, so I'm going to hop right into it. So much happening with PsychCorp currently. This first item hits close to home, so I'd like to get right into it. Talk to us a little bit about Psych's recent acquisition of Stock Day Media and what it means to the company's ongoing development as a media holding company for emerging market sectors.
Yeah, well, first and foremost, Matthew, I want to welcome you to the Stock Day Media team. Very excited to have you on board here with us. I know you've got some large shoes to fill here, taking over as the host of the podcast for Everett Jolly, who is the CEO and founder of Stock Day and has been hosting the show for the last several years. But if there's anyone capable of filling those shoes and going beyond that, it certainly is you. So we're really excited to have you on board here.
Thank you.
And we're very excited overall about the acquisition here of Stock Day Media. You know, I would be lying if I said I hadn't had Stock Day circled as a potential targeted acquisition for the last year or so, because, you know, I've really had my sights set on them. You know, I've been a proud guest on the Stock Day show for over 3 years now, really since I took over as CEO of PsychCorp back in the summer of 2020. They were one of the first platforms that offered me an opportunity to be able to amplify my message and being able to connect effectively and efficiently with the shareholders of PsychCorp, as well as really, you know, putting us out there in front of other folks within the investment community, particularly individuals following the microcap and penny stock world. It really is what Stock Day does best. I'm not the only CEO that speaks highly of their services and what they have done. You know, anybody that has ran a microcap or penny stock company will certainly tell you that it's difficult to stand out. You know, you're trying to obviously build credibility, but it's also difficult to stand out in a very crowded marketplace. And, you know, Stock Day really has done a great job with developing a platform that really does help CEOs and companies amplify their messaging. So for us, it was sort of a no-brainer in terms of being able to bring them in underneath the umbrella of PsychCorp here as we continue to build the company into a formidable media holding company here for emerging industries, being able to diversify and grow outside of only the psychedelic space. So, you know, for us, we also saw it as an opportunity to strengthen our balance sheet. And, you know, Matthew, you're going to hear me talking about that a lot here today, our balance sheet. And that's because it's priority number one for the board and I right now in terms of where our focus is. It really is on focused on strengthening, redeveloping, and completely restructuring our company's balance sheet. We understand how important a role that plays in helping to drive the value back into this company and ultimately driving the value back into the shareholders here of PsychCorp. But where a lot of that starts is revenue. And with Stock Day, we have the opportunity to bring in a media asset that is revenue generating. It's not something that we've got to sit here and try to figure out how to get it, you know, started with revenue. They've been consistently doing north of $200,000 a year in gross annual revenue earnings for the last several years. And some of their best years, they've hit, you know, $500,000. And, you know, those are strong, modest numbers for, you know, the small team that Everett had. And, you know, they've accomplished a lot. But for us now to be able to plug our resources in here to Stock Day, we see an opportunity to scale. And we, you know, we've taken a very close look at this asset, this platform, And my team and I, including yourself, you know, we see a real opportunity here to be able to grow this into something that can generate well north of $1 million in annual gross revenue earnings here for the company. Now, there's no guarantee that that can happen, but we've got a plan in place. And, you know, the board and I feel very confident that we can roll this out and that we can turn Stock Day into a very integral part of the overall monetization strategy that we're continuing to build here for SciCorp. So with all that, we're very excited to have it as part of the SciCorp family. But more importantly, we're excited for the potential that we believe it's going to bring here to the company from a value standpoint.
You talked about Stock Day Media being a targeted acquisition. Targeted media, that brings up Target Media. The company also announced recently the formation of a strategic partnership with Target Media. Okay, so we understand this partnership was instrumental in helping make the acquisition of Stock Day possible. For those of us who aren't aware, can you tell us about exactly who Target Media is and how this partnership came to be, and maybe speak to the long-term value potential you think it might play with helping to move Sykes business initiatives forward?
Absolutely. So Target Media is a digital marketing agency. They represent a number of different, national and global brands. And these are brands and companies that I think your everyday person would be familiar with. Now, I'm not at liberty to share the names of their clients, but these are companies that have been very successful in the food industry, as well as educational institutions and so on and so forth. But Target Media brings over 25 years of digital marketing experience to the table. And I was fortunate enough to connect with their CEO, John Bowser, earlier this year. And now he and his team over there at Target Media were very interested in wanting to get involved in the psychedelic sector. They saw what was developing here, and they absolutely see where the potential is here within this particular marketplace. And it's something we'll get into a little bit more later on. But they also saw what we were developing here with SciCorp, and more specifically with our flagship media platform, psychedelicspotlight.com. Which I would be remiss if I didn't mention that here in the last couple of months, Psychedelic Spotlight has grown into the number one ranked media platform focused on the psychedelic sector. And this is based on web analytics and metrics from Google Analytics and, you know, other tools that we use to track traffic coming through the website. And so this has been a huge accomplishment for us. I'll get into a little bit more of that here in a moment. But it's obviously something that helped create this opportunity with Target Media. They saw the value that we were building here with Psychedelic Spotlight. They saw the positioning that we were starting to establish here as a media authority within the growing psychedelic sector. And so that got them excited about the opportunity of wanting to work with us and being able to take the tools and resources that they have access to and that they have become experts in on the digital marketing and SEO side of things, and being able to integrate all of those into our media platforms, and not only Psychedelic Spotlight, where we're talking about all of our media platforms. So now including Stock Day, as well as Technical 420 and On the Bids. But for us, this is a huge, huge opportunity because we're bringing in partners here that are willing to roll up their sleeves. They want to put in the work. They want to help get SciCorp into a position where, again, we can become one of the most successful media holding companies in the United States. And of course, continuing to do what we're doing here in the psychedelic space. And they're willing to definitely step up. And that's where they help provide the financing to help bring this deal together with the acquisition of Stock Day. And they did it through a bridge loan financing deal that we executed between SciCorp and Target Media. So this is the first step, really, in this partnership that we are developing here with them. We've got plans for some really exciting things. They want to be long-term partners in this company. They see where there is the potential here with what we're building here with SciCorp. So for us, I have to say, Matthew, you know, I think most companies out there would be incredibly lucky to have a partner like Target Media working alongside them and putting their support behind them. And so we're fortunate here to have them here with us. And I'm very excited for the potential that I think this partnership is going to bring in the months and years ahead.
I love it. I want to talk to you more about the psychedelic landscape and your role as a media company within that. But first, let's focus on the media holdings aspect again. Over the last year, you really seem to focus on diversifying your media holdings. From the recent acquisition of Stock Day to the acquisitions of Technical 420 and On the Bids in September of last year, the company has amassed a collection of diversified media assets that stretch beyond the psychedelic sector, which has, of course, been at the core of the company's identity since 2020. Now, circling back to the importance of rebuilding and strengthening the company's balance sheet, can you shed some light on how this decision to diversify has helped the company from a revenue growth perspective, and whether the psychedelic space will remain a core focus of the company in the months and years ahead?
Absolutely. It's a great question. You know, the diversification element is huge for us. In early 2022, we recognized the challenges that were present within the psychedelic space. Now, what I want to make clear, Matthew, is when we set off on this journey in mid-2020 in becoming a psychedelic-focused media company, we understood the challenges that were likely going to be present here. We understood that this was an industry that was still very much in development and had a lot of obstacles and a lot of roadblocks to overcome in order to get to a point where it could become a full-fledged industry, similar to what you see with cannabis, which is now a multi-billion dollar industry. So we understood that this was going to take a considerable amount of time. Now, in early 2020, we recognized if we don't make a move here, we're going to be in a tough situation because the psychedelic sector was moving along very, very slowly. There weren't a whole lot of developments. There wasn't a whole lot going on. A lot of companies within the space weren't spending money. They weren't putting money towards marketing and some of the PR services that we have offered through Psychedelic Spotlight. So rather than remaining stagnant and just kind of standing around and waiting for the sector to come around, we wanted to take a proactive approach. So that's when we started to really explore diversification opportunities. Now, we wanted to keep these diversification opportunities as those that made sense, wanting to tap into other niche market industries or other emerging industries, hence bringing in Technical 420, which is focused on the cannabis sector, on the BIDS, which came along with that acquisition. As you mentioned, that's focused on the mining and metals sector, and bringing those platforms in was huge for us. So as you mentioned, we brought those in September of 2022, and they have been the primary revenue drivers for the company since we brought those platforms in. So we announced in a recent press release the fact that if you look at our Q2 2022 financials and you compare them to our Q2 2023 financials, you'll see an increase in gross revenue earnings of about 96%. And that's a direct result and impact from those specific platforms in Technical 420 and On the BIDS, which again have been the primary revenue drivers here for the company. Now, it doesn't mean that we have not been able to monetize through Psychedelic Spotlight. We have, but we've seen other media platforms in the psychedelic space unfortunately shutter here in the last, you know, year or so. And that's because unfortunately they didn't make decisions to pivot. They stayed, you know, exclusively tied to the psychedelic sector. And I respect that. But at the end of the day, we're focused on wanting to get this company to a certain point, wanting to get it to a point where the industry, again, is fully fledged and it's thriving. And we want to be at the front of the line in terms of all media companies and media platforms for the psychedelic space. So we're willing to do what we've got to do to ensure survival. But within that time, Matthew, I think the cool thing here and the unique thing about this situation is it goes beyond just diversification. The diversification has also allowed us to foster the growth of Psychedelic Spotlight. And it has grown. And it's grown in a very challenging environment. You talk about, you know, how difficult things have been in the psychedelic space, yet we've grown our audience through Psychedelic Spotlight because we've been able to take some of the pressure from a monetization standpoint off of Psychedelic Spotlight, allow it to grow, and, you know, ensure that we're continuing to build that audience, furthering that authority that we're establishing with it. So it really has been a win-win scenario in terms of our decision to diversify. And now bringing Stockday in, again, you're talking about another platform that's currently revenue generating. And for us, we understand how critical revenue is to strengthening our balance sheet and all the other things that we want to do beyond that. And again, that goes to, you know, wanting to be able to, you know, put more capital and money behind our platforms to grow and expand them, looking at other acquisition opportunities that we feel might bring value into the company. In addition to that, you know, we certainly have a challenge ahead of us here in terms of how we're going to tackle the convertible note debt that we have on our books. But the board and I have really taken a very close look at this, and we believe a lot of this, not all of it, but a lot of it can be solved by bringing revenue into the company, bringing a strong revenue stream into the company. And that's why we are building each of these media platforms so that we can establish a diversified revenue stream here for the company that will ultimately contribute to the bottom line, ultimately help us with our objective of strengthening our balance sheet.
Thank you very much. It really has been a war of attrition when it comes to media companies operating in the psychedelic space. And the plan that you've put together to elevate the Psychedelic Spotlight brand and keep it afloat in this tumultuous time seems pretty sound. And it's great to hear your plan and desire to have Psychedelic Spotlight continue to be at the forefront of the media space as you've risen to now. So as psychedelic media companies go, it follows trends that are happening within the overall industry, the psychedelic sector, which has been buzzing recently, just last week since the publishing of the MAPS phase 3 study on MDMA-assisted therapy for the treatment of moderate to severe PTSD. Again, MAPS is the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies. MAPS is the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies, correct?
That's
the
mouthful. It's a mouthful.
Yeah, it is a mouthful. But the results have been many within the sector believing that this could be an indicator, really a true and lasting indicator that MDMA for PTSD is on track for FDA approval.
Yeah.
As soon as next year.
Yeah.
So the it's a million or perhaps $1 billion question. What does this news mean for the psychedelic industry as a whole? And I suppose more specifically, what does it mean for the value of the potential for Psych's psychedelic focused media assets, Psychedelic Spotlight, chiefly among those?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, before we jump into the news from MAPS, you know, I just want to circle back to something we were talking about a moment ago in terms of, you know, having a sound plan. You know, I don't know how sound the plan has been. You know, we've had to pivot. We've had to adjust. We've had to pull back. We've had to push forward. But all of this has been possible by being able to surround Psychedelic Spotlight and PsyCorp with some incredibly talented, passionate, and knowledgeable individuals. You're included on that. You know, your contributions to PsyCorp and most specifically Psychedelic Spotlight over the last couple of years have been so critical to our growth and to being able to not only survive through this challenging period that, you know, a lot of us refer to as, you know, the dark winter here in the psychedelic sector, but we've been able to thrive. Again, we've been able to grow the brand. We've been able to grow its presence, grow our audience, grow its overall authority. And again, we've done that by making decisions on the fly, constantly analyzing our business plan, you know, not just going out with one business plan and just, you know, clutching to it and sticking to it and saying, I'm not going to change it, you know, no matter what happens, yeah. You know, and that has required making some difficult decisions. But at the end of the day, the passion and the commitment that my team and I have had here over the last couple of years has allowed us to push forward and has allowed us to get where we are here today. So I just want to make sure that, you know, we don't glaze over how important contributions, you know, such as those, you know, coming from you have been here to the company over the last couple of years. So I definitely want to give a huge shout out to you as well as, you know, the entire PsyCorp team here, because without those contributions, without their dedication and their commitment, and even during some really difficult times, you know, just keeping the head down, just pushing forward, we wouldn't be where we are here. And if nothing else, what I hope that that reflects, Matthew, is our ability to follow through with our commitments. You know, when we first launched Psychedelic Spotlight in the summer of 2020, I came on shows like Stock Day, and I told people that we are building Psychedelic Spotlight into the number one media platform for the psychedelic industry. And at that time, a lot of people looked at me like I was crazy, or they laughed at me, or they said, you know, good luck. There's no way you're going to do it. You're entering a marketplace where there's already other media platforms light years ahead of you. But we had a plan, and I believed in that plan wholeheartedly. And I believe if we stuck to that plan and if we made adjustments where we needed to make adjustments, that we would inevitably get where we wanted to go. And we're not there yet. We haven't reached the end point just yet. But we're still moving forward. We're making incremental steps in progress. And that to me is what's important. So again, I just want to highlight that, because when you talk about CEOs coming on shows like this, and you know, they like to talk about objectives and things that they plan on doing, sometimes it falls on deaf ears because we've all heard it. But I'm here coming from a place of saying, look at the last 3.5 years and look at what we've done. We've done it under very challenging circumstances. If we've been able to do that, I would hope that that would instill some confidence and some faith in either existing shareholders of PsyCorp or other individuals who may be taking a look at PsyCorp from an investment standpoint and saying, hey, these guys, they know what they're doing. And if they can get from this point to this point, maybe they can take it from this point to the next point. So I wanted to just, you know, touch on that. And yeah, I thought that was important because, again, without this team, Matthew, you know, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be who we are. But getting back into the news from MAPS, yes, it's huge. Absolutely huge news. It's news that all of us here in the psychedelic sector have been waiting for with bated breath, you know, for the last several months. You know, I put out an article at the end of 2022 sort of saying, you know, well, what's, you know, where the psychedelic space was at that point in time and where I saw it going here in 2023. And, you know, I said everyone here was, you know, watching MAPS and their headquarters, sort of like everyone watches the Vatican when they're voting for a new pope and they're waiting for the smoke. So that's kind of how we've been, you know, watching MAPS, and finally some smoke started to come out. So, it's fantastic news. And what this news really means, Matthew, you know, for the psychedelic sector is it's an indicator that the one thing that a lot of people have questioned and some of you even doubted, and that was whether or not psychedelics would ever achieve FDA approval, could ever become something that would be integrated into the healthcare system. It's demonstrating that there is a path to making that happen, and that it's very likely that it's going to happen. And so aside from that, what this also means, this is big news for the millions of people out there suffering from PTSD. We're talking individuals who have not been able to find relief from existing options and solutions out there. Now knowing that there's new treatments coming down the road here over the next couple of years. Now, make no mistake about it, as exciting as this news is, it's not going to solve all the challenges that are present here within this space. There's still a lot of issues and challenges to address from an accessibility and affordability standpoint. You know, how is MDMA specifically going to be administered? There's still a lot of details and questions that need to be worked around that. But nonetheless, this is big news. And this is also an indicator that all these other companies that have other clinical trials involved in other psychedelic related drugs, there's hope. There's a real path now for them to being able to get their drugs in front of the FDA. And yes, we still don't know whether or not the FDA is going to give MDMA for PTSD the green light, but it's quite likely. And that's coming from, you know, having spoken with multiple individuals and professionals within this space. So it's big news. Now, what it means specifically for PsyCorp, obviously, you know, we've been building this thing in anticipation of the psychedelic industry becoming a full-fledged industry. We still believe that that's going to happen. So the opportunities that we believe it's going to create are huge. When we talk about why we've been building Psychedelic Spotlight up into a media platform and a media authority for the psychedelic space, look at the success that platforms in the cannabis space like Weedmaps and Leafly have had. They're each platforms generating several million dollars a year in annual revenue. Now, I'm not guaranteeing that, you know, that's exactly what we're going to do with Psychedelic Spotlight, but is that the plan? Absolutely. Do I think we're in a position to make that happen? I do. And we are committed to making sure that that happens because we have worked incredibly hard to put ourselves at the front of the line here in the psychedelic space as a media company and as a trusted media authority. And our job now is to leverage that to the full maximum value potential that we can. So yes, this is exciting from an industry standpoint. It's also exciting for, I think, the trickle-down effect that it's going to have. You know, there's the saying, you know, rising tides raises all ships. And that's, I think, the scenario that you're going to see play out here in the psychedelic space.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for that. And, you know, could you share with me what you think constitutes an industry, you know, an industry that can be invested in, an industry that can be traded on? I know there was an influx of interest in psychedelic companies that were publicly traded a few years ago. There seemed to have been a bit of a bubble at the time where there was a lot of interest coming in a very short period of time. And again, a number of those companies have lasted. A number of them have not lasted. What does a healthy industry hinge on, in your opinion? And you've been someone who's been paying close attention to this as anyone for the past 4 years.
Yeah, you know, you have to have a marketplace. And I want to be careful using the word marketplace. I'm trying to think of something better, but you have to have a place where these drugs can be legally administered. So, you know, when we talk about the healthcare system, that to me, I guess, in some sense, is somewhat of a marketplace. So you look at MDMA, if it's cleared for approval, now you can start looking at clinics and saying, all right, you know, yes, you may have to go through specific training and, you know, you may be required to obtain certain licensing and whatnot to administer MDMA, but now you can integrate that into your clinic and you can charge for that. And a big part of this is also going to be adoption from the insurance companies, because most individuals out there are not going to be able to afford the cost out of pocket for psychedelic assisted therapy, whether it's, you know, MDMA or psilocybin. And I think if you want to get a good sort of snapshot into what this is going to look like, you know, take a look at what's happening in Oregon, what's happening in Colorado. Now, mind you, Oregon is, they're tripping over themselves over there, not tripping in the good way, unfortunately. You know, they're having a very difficult time rolling out that psilocybin therapy initiative. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that this is new, Matthew. I mean, this is something that's never been done before. So there's going to be mistakes. There's going to be lessons learned. So that's why, you know, I caution folks, you know, even if the FDA grants approval next year, which, you know, is likely to happen with MDMA for PTSD, it doesn't mean a switch is going to be turned on and all of a sudden the psychedelic space is going to become a full-fledged industry. It moves it closer to that happening. Yes, absolutely it does, but there's still a lot of things that need to happen. But again, going back to your original question, in order for it to become that industry, there needs to be a way for people to legally access these drugs. And whether that's through a healthcare system in medical settings and environments, or whether it's, you know, it's scenarios like retreats that we see, you know, right now in Peru and in Jamaica, you know, perhaps there's, you will start to see more of those here in the US and in Canada. Things like that are going to be critical in order for psychedelics to really start to take off. And for these companies that have invested millions of dollars into these clinical trials surrounding psychedelic drugs to ensure that those psychedelic drugs can be put in a place where they're accessible to patients and to individuals out there who are in desperate need of them.
As the CEO of a media company and a media company that's working in emerging markets specifically, what do you think makes for compelling, accessible, and desirable media content?
I think meeting the audience where they are, I think, is important. You know, and I think that brings up also a great subject matter here as well, because, you know, I've had some folks who say, you know, why do you want to be in media? You know, have you not seen what's happened with Vice and with BuzzFeed and the struggles that they've ran into, you know, here recently? And what I say is media is going to be around. Media is not going anywhere. Now, the way individuals consume media has changed quite dramatically here over the last couple of years. Social media has become the primary platform in which individuals consume news, information, and entertainment out there. So it's made it difficult for platforms like Vice and for BuzzFeed, and I mean, even for your big news conglomerates like Fox and CNN to keep up, because people aren't turning on the TV watching their news like they used to. So for us, we're paying attention to where the audience is, and we're also paying attention to where they are going. And so these are some of the exciting things that, you know, we're focused on working on right now in the background, you know, because as we want to strive to become one of the largest media holding companies in the US, we need to be sure that, you know, we're not following a blueprint that was, you know, something that worked well in the 90s. It's got to be something that works very well here and successfully and effectively in today's environment, but also paying attention to what the environment in 5, 10, 15 years is going to look like so we can start to roll those plans out. And so for us, I think one thing that we've done really well with our content production is being able to produce content that really resonates with our audience. We understand who our audience is, and I think that's critical. And if you ask me for my own, you know, my own personal take on why companies like BuzzFeed and Vice hit such hard roadblocks here, or, you know, challenges over the last couple of years, I think they were so focused on growth that they stopped paying attention to who their audience actually was. They were just putting content out there thinking that people wanted more content, but not really paying attention to the type of content people wanted. We put a lot of focus in on what our audience is looking for. Also looking at what are people who are interested in the psychedelic space, what are they looking for? You know, and so being able to put all that work in, I think it's not the end all be all solution, but I think it's a more proactive approach. And I think it's allowed us again, and we can demonstrate this through the success here, Psychedelic Spotlight, that, you know, we can build something from scratch and have it become something that people resonate with, that people connect with, and people actually become very passionate about.
Where would you direct our audience who are interested in following up after this conversation on what you're doing with Psychedelic Spotlight and Psych Corp in general?
Yeah. So for now, you know, we're still working on spotlightmediacorp.com. That really is our primary website. We do have sitecorporation.com. We're updating the sites to reflect sort of, you know, all the media holdings that we now have beneath the umbrella. But yeah, spotlightmediacorporation.com, I think is probably, or I'm sorry, spotlightmediacorp.com. Let me get that right, is where I would certainly want to direct individuals. And I also want to encourage, you know, them to follow us on social media. You know, all of our media platforms have different social media handles, particularly, you know, on Instagram, Facebook, and X. We're looking at expanding more into TikTok and some of the other platforms out there as well. But please go follow us on social. That's probably the best way to stay up to date with everything that we're doing out here.
My guest today has been Sitecorp CEO, David Flores. Sitecorp trades on the OTC market under the trading symbol PS. YC. David, thanks so much for coming on and providing us with a thorough look at Sitecorp and everything you've got going on. I really look forward to having you on again in the near future.
Thank you so much, Matthew. I appreciate it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Spotlight Media Corporation, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when investing to determine investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.